You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rob Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I saw a prayer request that went out this morning to the prayer band. And if you know something about me, I never respond in the prayer band text. But you can count on me. My prayer is always there. So I saw a request for prayer for a child that is battling cancer. And I said, my God, prior to knowing that the child would be in the house, for whatever reason, I was led to put on this particular robe. And after I found out that the child would be here, I understood why. I said, you know, God have a sense of humor, right? Because I wore this robe at the cellar of purple. And I'm sure the engineer is trying to find me somewhere. That's why my mic is going. And so many miracles took place. People that were local, people that were out of state and out of country. One of our very own was told the Friday prior to the conference that she had a tumor in the back of her eye. The doctor looked at the sister and said, do you know how to pray? She came to the Cell of Purple conference. Believe God for a breakthrough. And is tumor free today. And we're not talking about something that took place last year. I'm telling you about what took place this year, June. A man flew in from North Dakota with diabetes. Sow his seed of $1,000. Didn't say why he sowed his seed, but believed that God was going to do it for him. Went back to North Dakota, went to his doctor, and was told that he was diabetes free. You see, he didn't pay for the healing, but the Bible says that faith without work is dead faith. It is faith, but it's dead faith. One of our very own right here was told by a physician, you had three lumps in your breast, and each lump had its own supply system. It's a clear sign of cancer. Only 28 years old. But that person is sitting here today, cancer free. And that is only to name a few. So when I tell you that there is no God like Yahweh, there is no God like Yahweh. Come on and put your hands together and praise him like you know him. Do you know what it is to give a rhapsodic praise? A rhapsodic praise is over the top praise. I'm going to invite you to rest your seat and reach way down from your belly. If you are not a coward and you know that God is to be praised, I want for you to release a praise in the house of the Lord. Release a praise in the house of the Lord. Release a praise in the house of the Lord. Release a praise in the house of the Lord. Mendo all of us second over see. Let him visit you. 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 Lord, we worship you. We praise you. We exalt you. We decree and declare that there is no God like you. We call you the great I am that I am, God. We call you El Shaddai. We call you Jehovah Rahil, for you are our healer. We call you Jehovah Jireh, for you are our provider. We trust you with every fiber of our being. You are our mountain mover, God. And we thank you. 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 Mandabasak in the Asa. We thank you. We thank you. I praise you and I thank you. You may be seated. Be seated if you can. Yes, Lord. I bring you a word. I bring a word to the house and also a word to Radio Land. The word comes to us today in the form of a question. Where is it? Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, where is it? Every person listening to the sound of my voice is in pursuit of something and have been asking the question, where is it? Some folks has come to a point where they feel like God no longer answer prayers. Some folk has come to a point where church is not working for them no more. Some folks have come to a place of hopelessness. Got a phone call from someone this week, and the person said, I don't even know why I'm calling you. Because we are so many hundreds of miles away. But I just gotta let you know that I have no more hope. When a person has come to such a state of mind, that is called an emergency state of mind. Suicide begins to kick in. Depression have already taken its toll. Because I tell you this, when you have lost everything, the one thing you don't want to lose is hope. Because when you have lost hope, you have lost all. So you must do everything in your power to make sure that hope is alive. Hope is alive. If you have a little bit of hope, you make it over the mountain. If you have a little bit of hope, you'll be like the little engine that says, I could, I could, I could. Where is it? You're in pursuit of it. The story was told about a man who sold everything he had so that he could take a journey in pursuit of gold. When he spent everything that he had, he was so ashamed to return home. Because what will I tell my wife? Because I was sure that I would return with gold. The story says he died like a bum. Died hopeless with nothing to his name. When they took the body home, begin to dig a grave in the backyard, something flew up in the air and begins to glitter. Guess where the gold was? Right in his backyard. Now, not a neighbor and say, neighbor, where is it? Every man is in pursuit of something. You're looking for it, and the question is, where is it? Where is it? I am in the midst of a powerful series that comes to this house on Wednesdays, entitled How to Build a Bridge Between the Power of Faith and the Power of Stewardship. One is practical. Stewardship is about practicality. Stewardship is to manage that which you have well. But faith is impractical. Faith makes no sense. Faith is crazy. lazy. Faith is to make a move. And you don't see how. But something inside of you let you know if you make the move, you're going to be all right. Something inside of you says that's the move you need to make. Where is it? I stand before you on this holy day to decree and declare unto you what the Holy Spirit himself have declared to me. That which you are in pursuit of is in you. Wow. Prophet McCray would say, look how you're looking at me. That which you are in pursuit of is inside of you. And you may think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I will prove it to you that it's inside of you. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, it's inside of me. Oh, Lord. Mr. Engineer, take me to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. Come on, somebody. You can praise him, you know. There is praise in you. Not your neighbor saying, is there a praise in you? Give it. If there's a praise in you. So the wise man Solomon says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. He said, give a portion to seven. Don't be mean. Don't be stingy. I know you're supposed to be a good steward, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. He said, give a portion to seven and also to eight. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. And if you have nothing in the bank, can't make a withdrawal. You can't sell nothing. You can't cash out nothing. Hello? Anybody home? If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. You got to give. Until your cloud become full of rain. If you don't have a rainfall, I tell you to stop and check your giving. Because it is supposed to rain in your life and in my life. Come on and shout amen. Amen. Anybody need a rainfall? I don't know about you. I need a flood. Not your neighbor and said I need a landslide, honey. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it lies. Hello? Now your neighbor said, I'm expecting rain. I might be temporary out of cash, but don't worry about that, honey. I'm expecting rain. Yeah. He that observeth the wind, yes, sir, will not sow. Right. Now here come faith. Stewardship says, don't sow. Because it's going to rain. And too much rain is going to drown your seed. Not your neighbor, say, don't watch the cloud. Listen to the word of the Lord. Don't watch the cloud. You got to sow. And he that regardeth the clouds, you won't reap. Now. We have literally days before 2019 comes to an end. And the Lord promised a sweet year. Hello? And the sweetness, he said the sweetness was going to come in one season. And this is the season. Come on now. I don't care what it looks like. I stand on the word of God and I decree and I declare that this is a sweet year. I don't care what your bank account look like. I don't care what's happening in your body. It's a sweet year. I wish somebody would believe God like me and give him a mighty praise right there. If God said it, I said if God said it, if God said it, hold your fire. Hold your fire. I don't care what the stock market says. I don't care what the president says. I care about what God says. If God says it's good, even when it's rot, it's good. You see, I've learned how to trust the man. Because I know sometimes the man don't like to show up until things get stink. You see, Martha didn't understand that. Martha said, we called for you when Lazarus was sick. And you wait until he's dead and buried 4 days now. Where you think you're going? But the man says, I am the resurrection. Hey, the boss, I am. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Though a man die, somebody shout, yet. Yet. You may be cast down, but not forgotten. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, you don't know. You don't know the way of the Spirit, which is life. He's not talking about the Holy Ghost there. That Spirit there is life. The one you're breathing now. Can you tell me? Would you dare to stand up and tell me that I will live to see the sunset? You wouldn't want to dare try God like that. You don't know the way of the Spirit. Now how the bones grow in the womb of her that is with child. Lift up your hand and said, I will believe God. Even when it don't look sane. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God who make it all. He made it all. Repeat after me. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. The world. And they that dwell therein. Listen. In the morning, sow thy seed. And in the evening, withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that. Come on, Nasa. I got something in the cloud, honey. Something is going to bust for me. I don't know if it is a seed I plant in your life. I don't know if it's that special offering that I gave. I don't know if it's the blessing that I gave for pastor's appreciation. I don't know if the gas that I put in somebody's car. I don't know if it's the lunch money I gave a child to go to school this week. I don't know if it is that book bag that I gave to a child who parents had nothing. I don't know what's going to break, but by God, something is going to break for me. Oh God! Somebody ought to praise him. Listen, listen. I love this part. Our weather, they both shall be alike good. Sometimes you've done some good things, but goodness didn't follow. That's why the Bible says you must give seven. Give to seven, which is God's prophetic number. Then he said, and also give to eight. You know why? Eight is new beginning. If you ever get to eight, you're going to be all right. Oh, Lord. Somebody shout, oh, Lord. Nudge a neighbor and say, neighbor, how you keep. Oh, you're talking to the wrong neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's the Lord on your side. Oh, somebody ought to praise. I said, somebody ought to praise God. I said that somebody ought to praise God. Get me to the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 1 and 4. We're going somewhere. Let your neighbor say, are you going? And he went out thence and came unto his own country. And his disciples followed him. We're talking about the Master, the Christ. Yeshua is his name. So he went out and his disciples followed him. But he said unto them, a prophet is not known without honor, but in his own country. You see, if you're looking for your own to honor you, you'll die hopeless. If you're looking for your own to amp you up.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.